P-minus 72. Hall of Memories, New Birchwood, New Kerguelen. A high-ranking messenger by the name of Boone, New Kerguelen's planetary historian, was one of very few currently permitted to venture outside of the Great Shelter. A curfew remained in place, really more of a lockdown, while members of the squadron swept the charred city of New Birchwood for potential dangers and kept watch on the general population to ensure no secondary uprisings would follow the attempted seizure of the heavy weapons, which had ultimately sparked the fires when discharged in anger for the first time. There had been more than a few surprised glances around the Great Shelter's processing hall when Boone had been publicly classified as exempt from the curfew during a roll call after New Birchwood's compulsory evacuation, and no one had been more surprised than himself. The personal explanation that came from a high-ranking squadron commander a few minutes later surprised Boone even more, revealing as it did that the squadron placed a high value on the artifacts in Boone's care and saw him as the best person to guard the items that he knew more about than anyone else. Since then, he had kept watch over the Hall of Memories, loath to take his eye off the priceless relics he had been tasked with protecting. At a time when New Kerguelen had so little to smile about, Boone knew that the treasures of the past were more important than ever and took his role extremely seriously. Following the recent pattern of surprises, some more welcome than others, as was always the case, a quick double knock at Boone's door sent him hurrying towards it. On the other side, he saw a young individual he knew as Kajil standing in his engineer's tunic and wearing an excited expression to complete the look. "What's the smile in honor of?" Boone asked, inviting him inside. "I know most of us didn't, but I saw Leisha passing back through the gate," the younger alien said. "The squadron did too, from their lookout posts, and they're getting impatient at not knowing why he went straight to Earth and why he hasn't been back yet." Boone studied Kajil's expression.
"An odd thing to be smiling about."
"Oh, it's not that. When I saw the mothership coming through the gate, I went straight over to Sector Zero to check the systems that track incoming data. Everything from the mothership's sensors was fed down as it passed overhead, and the initial reports just finished processing. I have some information about where they were, Boone. I have some data on Sanctuary."
At long last, a smile spread across Boone's face to mirror that worn by his visitor.
"Talk to me, my friend. Talk to me."
Before the engineer dived into a recap of what he knew so far, he explained to Boone that he was here in accordance with orders passed down by Leisha himself prior to his leap across the gate to Sanctuary. In the ongoing absence of Leisha, while Sacco was quite literally holding down the fort at the Great Shelter, and in line with his own preference for keeping any potentially important knowledge from the squadron until it had first been considered by the far more trusted aforementioned duo, or at least one of their close allies, Kajil had no hesitation whatsoever in bringing his initial findings to Boone. Boone nodded politely, but was eager for his visitor to get to the meat of the story, the findings themselves. "I have to warn you that this is early data," Kajil said, prefacing the news with one last caveat. "That isn't to say it's not reliable, because it very much is. All I mean is that the data I have is limited and in some senses rather basic. We should have a lot more by the end of the day and perhaps much sooner, but for now the main thing I can tell you is that the world on the other side of the gate has an atmosphere almost identical to our own." A smile far wider than its predecessor crossed Boone's face at this news, which confirmed a point he had dearly hoped and somewhat expected to be true, but which Leisha had been in too much of a rush to get into.
"Do you have much else?
That's great, don't get me wrong, and thank you. But you said that was the main thing you could tell me, which means there are more things to tell me, doesn't it?"
Feeling suddenly like a teacher ready to entertain a keen child with just one more page of a book, the young engineer took a seat in a chair Boone pointed him towards and began to relay the few things he knew so far about Sanctuary. He recited it all from memory, which impressed Boone to no small degree, given how specific some of the numbers were when he relayed Sanctuary's average temperature to the nearest tenth of a degree and the mothership's resting altitude to a similarly precise extent.
"Resting altitude?" Boone probed.
Kajil nodded.
"Boone, they got out. They left the mothership in the saucer and descended. I don't have data from the saucer, so I can't tell you anything about that, but I know they were gone from the mothership for almost the whole time they were on the other side of the gate. Unless they planned to land or take a look at an interesting landscape with the benefit of the saucer's see-through floor, I don't know why they wouldn't conduct a flyover in the mothership, if that's what they were doing.
This is truly excellent work, Boone said. It may even prove to be highly consequential if Leisha takes much longer to return, and in the event that the squadron begin to wonder what he found. If we can present concrete evidence of a habitable world, it at least offers easy justification for why Leisha and the humans spent some time exploring it. Of course, the word habitable begs a certain question of its own.
And I'm looking for the markers that could answer it, Boone. An important thing to bear in mind is that we could soon have data that proves there already is intelligent life on Sanctuary, but we can't come across any data that would prove there isn't. Absence of proof is not proof of absence, as it were.
What does your gut say? Boone pushed.
A telling nod came quickly in reply.
Why else would they have been gone so long?
My thinking exactly, Boone said. I wasn't thinking that consciously when Leisha left to take the humans back to Earth, because I was still dealing with the immediate aftermath of the fire and trying to explain some of the events to Leisha. Pretty much since he left, though, I haven't been able to get the idea out of my head. There was no fear in Leisha about whatever he found on the other side of the gate, but he was definitely more evasive in his words than normal. Granted, that might have been because he was looking at the burnt city.
Boone, we'll have more data very soon, Kajil gently interrupted to cut off his more senior host's rambling. Some of the basic computed information like the size of the planet isn't through yet because I prioritized other calculations, but for that, we're looking at minutes rather than hours. A deep system analysis report should be in by the end of the day, and I'll let you know what it reveals. All of the data is in our system now, captured from the mothership when it reappeared on our side of the gate. But there is a lot of data for the system to process.
The end of the day sounds great, Boone said.
Although there was no explicit or even implicit hidden meaning behind this sentence, the engineer took it as his cue to leave, rather than risk outstaying his welcome.
I'll be back, he promised.
Boone smiled as he opened the door to let the engineer out.
Counting on it.